Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. I know. Back again, so you already know what it is. It's good to talk to y'all, family. So, as another Thursday rolls around, family, I gotta tell y'all about my week, or at least my past weekend, or at least how things have been going lately, man. First of all, I gotta give a couple shout-outs. Right. First and foremost, I just want to shout out my homeboy, Eric. Eric, happy belated birthday to you, my nigga. One of the best parties I have went to, shout out to his girl, Jamisa. Jamisa, the one that set up a whole surprise party for my mans. Oh, yeah. She had family, friends, relatives, people he ain't seen in a while, his homeboys, they homeboys. Oh, yeah. She set it up to the max, man. Like, had the whole party, and it was a different type of party, too, because I ain't never been to a type of party like this. It was, the first half of the party was a silent party. Oh, yeah. I have never in my life heard of a silent party. Even if people was trying to tell me, silent party. Basically what a silent party is, you got a DJ, you know, and instead of using speakers, you have the DJ connected to headphones. So everybody can walk around with their own set of headphones, jamming to the music and rocking. So the first half of the party was a silent party. I'm not gonna lie, pretty dope, because it was a pretty dope-ass DJ. You need to have good music if you're going to make it work. That's even without a question. So, get the silent party rocking. And we had the silent party rocking, man. We really did. At the end of the silent party, about halfway through it, that's when my homeboy came in and got the big surprise with the confetti cannons and everything. Oh, yeah. Did it big for my man. It's like, my man did it big for him. So the second half of the party turned into an actual party. Speakers cut on, we had it jumping up in there, had them dancing, had them rocking, had the punch going. Shout out Juwan made the punch, had the whole punch smooth, had the whole party feeling good. Oh yeah, it's nothing like being able to go out and be around all good vibes. And not even vibes that you think, you know what I'm saying, some stuff could pop off. Like, for real. A whole room full of people, just no problems, no issues, no drama for the night. Everybody just partying, dancing, listening to music, drinking, talking to their friends, having a wonderful time. Not even worried about the outside world. Not even worried about it. Dope-ass time, dope-ass surprise party. Shout out to Eric. Shout out to Jamisa for setting it up. I thank y'all so much for the invite. I wouldn't have missed it, to tell you the truth. Because the way we set it off up in there, that was... I thank you so much for the invite. Second shout out I gotta give is to my homeboy, Guy. Guy invited me to a bonfire. I don't want to say it was the day after, probably 2 days after the party. Guy invited me to a bonfire. We had that whole thing. So that boy had that fire jumping. Shout out to my homeboy Guy for inviting me to the bonfire. Man, listen, I don't know about y'all, but I was thinking about it the other day. I don't know how common bonfires are in other places. I don't know if everybody gets to experience a bonfire. Because a bonfire really do be some of the most peaceful times with some of the dopest people. Because it's not like a whole party jumping off. Even if you got a good number, y'all, just sitting around the bonfire, relaxing, just throwing some wood on there, watching it burn. Just, you might sip on a beer. I think I had me a beer or two. Had me a couple, some, I don't know what, rum punch? Guy made some rum punch, had the rum. Ooh, let me tell you something. I ain't never had no rum punch with some actual fruit in there. And the fruit was hitting too. Oh, man. It was one of them weekends, y'all. it was one of them weekends where I got a chance to sit back, chill for a little bit, and then I was right on the move. And I'm going to have a lot of those right on the move times nowadays because my whole life ain't even centered around sitting around chilling no more. Either I'm on the studio, I'm on the road, I'm doing something most likely, you know. So, one of them good weekends, y'all, just got a chance to sit around the bonfire for a little bit and just relax. Listen, got a chance to show some people my music. They was feeling it. They was rocking with it. Shout out to the ones of y'all who have heard some of my music and was feeling it and was rocking with it. Listen, I know it's not out there in great mass yet. Give me a second. I told you, we working to get it right. Because then once we get it right, we'll get it consistent. So hold on. But went out there, listened to some music, played some other people's music, got some opinions, and just, like I said, man, made jokes, sat back, chilled. Shout out to my homeboy, Gibbsy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to his girlfriend, Casey. She cool, came through too. Shout out to Khalid and Kenny, chilling with them. Dope times. Dope times while we was out there just relaxing, man. Relaxing, drinking, being around good people, good vibes, man. Especially with, it feels so much better nowadays because quarantine robbed us all of so much time. So nowadays, when you do get a chance to go out and see people, I don't know about y'all, but it feels good to me. Like, it always felt good to me before, but it feels a little better to me now because you don't really take it for granted, you know. The government can make one phone call right now and have your ass back in the house and have everything else shut down. This shit's happened before. We didn't think it was going to happen. We didn't think we would live to see the day where they could shut everything down until we saw the day that everything shut down. We've even seen sports shut down this shit. Didn't think you would see that shit either, did you? But it happened. So nowadays, when I go out and I get a chance to be around people, I get a chance to chill with my team, I get a chance to really just go out and have a good time, not think about too much, just let myself go. Oh man, it feels so freeing now. It's almost refreshing, almost like that summertime feeling when you finally get something to drink, when you've been waiting for something to drink all day and it's hot as shit. Like, it's very refreshing just to be around at least my people. I know everybody ain't in the same environments. I think we talked about that last podcast, but I know some of y'all environments really are like that bonfire because every time you show up, it be hot. Not over here. Not over here. That's why I appreciate my people so much. I appreciate my team, man. I think, honestly, where I am in my life and the people that I interact with on a daily basis, on a semi-daily basis, the people who I consider to be my team and on my team, I couldn't be more thankful for those people because it's those people, my team, and then y'all who check out the podcast and the people who do support my music, even though it's not out there yet, and the people who will, that really keep me going, man. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all so much, man. You know, when it comes to teams and really, when it comes to teams, like my whole team nature and where my whole team thought process all started, I think we can go sports because been a Redskins fan since I was young, but really that team mentality that I can say I was a part of a Odyssey of the Mind team back when I was in elementary school. Odyssey of the Mind is a little bit different. That wasn't sports. That was right up my alley. That was improv. That was acting. That was putting sets together. That might be scary. That was being creative. If you know what Odyssey of the Mind was, that was a whole different atmosphere from school because that was being creative, getting outside of your element. You might be outside your comfort zone, thinking outside the box. That, I miss Odyssey of the Mind to this day. But aside from the Odyssey of the Mind teams, I think I was on the debate team. Debate team was cool, but man, I didn't really do all my research like that. I was great at arguing. I had counterpoints and points all day. Great at it. Debate team wasn't really my damn, you know, I think the greatest team I've ever been a part of, besides the team that I'm on now, might be, it's 2 years I'm thinking. It's either my eighth grade football team or it's my freshman football team. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people go, damn, Vince, eighth grade, freshman. Not even varsity, JV. Nah. When I hit varsity and when I hit JV, to tell you the truth, and I mean the honest truth, I was so jaded from football, it wasn't even funny. Like, I wasn't even... I liked being on the football team to be able to lift weights and for game day. I wasn't really worried about practices. I wasn't really worried about the coaching staff then. All my coaches is cool. I don't have no problems with my coaches, but I wasn't really worried about the coach staff. They wasn't really rolling with me, looking at me like that to be on the field. They wasn't really worried about me being out there. I understand why. We had little mishaps happen my freshman year. I might tell y'all that story another day. But that freshman team I played for and my eighth grade teams I played for. Reason why my eighth grade team, because that was my first time putting pads and a helmet on. That was my first time with a jersey. My first time being part of an actual team, playing the sport that I love officially. Being out there on that line, on that D-line, on that O-line, learning techniques and learning. I wasn't a fan of conditioning. I can tell you that much. That wasn't really my strong suit. But hitting, lifting, right up my alley. How you doing, sir? Right up my alley. But the camaraderie of that team, man, I just, as much as we came together then, you know, and I can't even, you know, Vince, did you win any championships? Not really. We wasn't like state champs or anything like that. That D-line, because now you get to reminiscing. So now I'm sitting back here thinking, my D-line, shout to my homeboy Milton. Rest in peace, my homeboy Isaac. Shout to my homeboy Cade. Shout to my homeboy Brian. We was out there. And then, that was, oh man. I wish I could see the smile on my face now. Even as I think about my eighth grade team, even as how long ago that was, I wish I could see the smile on my face now. Because some of those games, like the first game we played together, it was pouring rain at Thornburg Middle School and we won 10-0. Like, it was muddy, it was messy, it was gritty, it was dirty, it was defensive, it was... And it's middle school, so, you know, it's a lot of ball. You're running the ball. That's, if you don't have a star quarterback at the middle school level, you're running the ball. That's just what it is. So it's a lot of running the ball. We might have put up a couple passes. Wasn't really no major numbers. But so it was muddy, gritty, dirty, and came out with the win. Like, that shit felt so good to be a part of. And I look next to me and my homeboys on that D-line, and it's just... That was one of the teams where I knew not only me, I was putting in work, but I could literally see the man next to me putting on, you know, putting in work. And I could see the man next to me on the other side putting in work and beating the hell out of offenses. We had a great time doing that shit. A great time doing that shit. And like I said, it wasn't nothing major in my eighth grade year, and it's... I want to give y'all more memories and more plays from eighth grade, but it was eighth grade football. So, not only was it football, I was getting hit in the head. So, my freshman year was a little bit different because finally going to high school and getting a chance to see what high school football is like on the real level. I appreciated that. I appreciated that, and I learned a lot from it. It made me a better player. And I can say shout out to the same thing. And shout out to my homeboy Milton. Shout out, you know, rest in peace, my homeboy Isaac. Them two started with me freshman year. They wanted me and Isaac to go play JV. I let Isaac go do it. I miss that nigga, bro. Because Isaac was one of the ones that you may not have understood him from the outside looking in. But from the inside, he was very much an intense person. He was funny as hell. He laughed, joked with you, bullshit with you, talk real shit with you. I miss that man, bro. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all a quick story. Going back to eighth grade, yeah. And I remember this story. There's no other story I can tell you about eighth grade football. I can tell you this one. Going back, eighth grade year tryouts before the football team. We out there running drills. We're not supposed to be hitting. It's tryouts and we middle school children. But it's football practice. So we run in Oklahoma's. We run the grill. You got to get up off the ground, take the ball, run through the man in front of you because he's going to try to get up off the ground and hit your ass. That's exactly what we're doing. So, as much intensity as I have in my heart, in my chest, in my soul, here come this big light skin and big light skin Arabian looking in the face, but he light skin. He light. Yeah. Woo! Get some! Woo! He I'm yelling, screaming, hype as hell. Oh yeah! So I'm like, oh yeah. I like this energy right here. I appreciate this energy right here. This energy is a great counter for my energy. So we start going back and forth. He know me. We know each other from school. It ain't like no foreigners or nothing like that. I'm like, all right. Yeah, Vince, come get some. Come get, oh yeah. I'm like, so you on me? Oh, that's okay, cool. I got you. So I get on the ground. I got the ball. He get on the ground. He ready to hit me. Two middle school children. Big as hell, about to have a clash of the tights. We was ready for it. Didn't matter to me. Pads? I don't give a shit about no pads, nigga. I don't need no pads, no helmet. For what? I'm gonna knock the shit out of this nigga. And he thinking the same thing about me, pads. I'm gonna knock the shit out of this nigga. I don't need no pads. So, coach see his hype, and he love it. Because when you finally get some intensity to football practice, that spices up your day a little bit. So, coach said, all right, bet. Here we go. On the ground. Coach waiting for us. He's like, you ready? Yeah. Said, hit. Blows the whistle. Hops up, man. Me and him hopped up at the same time. Boom. I ran his ass over. I did. I ran his ass over. And I'm not going to lie. It took a lot of effort to run his ass over. And that was a strong man. That was a strong, as a middle school child, I was a strong man. I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think I was going to make it. And even as he looked at me from the ground, like, it wasn't like a clean run over. It wasn't like a run over that would have made YouTube or nothing like that. It was one of the run overs where you go, God damn, because he was hitting me. That when we got up and we hit each other, that was a hit. Like, that was, you heard the crack of the pads with no pads. So I'm pretty sure it fucked us both up in the process. But it was, he looked back at me and I looked back at him. He was like, yeah. Okay, Vince. Okay, see you. He hyped for me. So I'm like, we hyped together. Man, listen, ever since that day, me and Isaac was probably great friends, man. Great friends, even going into high school, great friends. So, you know, as high school goes, you just lose touch with people. That just happens. But, man, listen, and that set eighth grade year off. So then I had the privilege of going to play again with my homeboy ninth grade year. Oh, I was excited. I don't think Isaac kept playing football. I think if I had went to JV with him and we had stayed together, then maybe, you know, I think he would have kept playing. But, man, some of the greatest times, man. I want to say my freshman year, but even that story alone makes me go my eighth grade year. My eighth grade football team might be one of the greatest teams I've ever been a part of. because that team was so much love. That was when it was love in football. I love my freshman team. Shout out my homeboys. Shout out my homeboys on that line. But high school is when a lot of politics started to take over for football, and you really started to see football for what it was. I can't necessarily say I was a fan of all that, but it was so much love in eighth grade, ready to play football. So much love for the game, for the team, just for being out there. And it always makes me a little bit mad that love didn't stay consistent throughout my whole football career, but I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade it. I love them niggas. I appreciate them niggas. If you played football with me back in the day, I appreciate with you. I would love to sit back and talk some highlights with you if you got some on your mind. But it's funny to look back at football nowadays, man. I'll tell you why. Because I was talking to my homeboy Aaron today. We was going back and forth about high school football. I said, man, I was talking to my cousin, and he agreed with me. He said, man, you know, if I got a chance to go back, my cousin told me he'd never pick up basketball. He said, I make music. Now that I know where my life is headed, now that I know what I'm good at, I make music. I told him straight up, I said, yo, for real, if I had to go back, I told Aaron today, I said, man, I don't think I'd ever pick up a football. And I love football. Football is one of the biggest, greatest parts of my life that I've ever had the privilege of being a part of. But as far as the direction that it took me in my life, as far as the end goal for me in football, it didn't really get me to nowhere but a park. An open field, like, it got me outside. It got me hitting my face a couple times. You know, got a scar on my nose. You know, my shoulders ain't been the same since. My hands been a little wonky ever since then. And I'm pretty sure my ankles is ancient shit. You can go down all types of health issues, back. You know, you can go down all types of shit. You know, and that's just from the hits that you took in that minor time. It is what it is, but as far as the places that music can take me, and that's why I say my 8th grade football team is probably one of the greatest teams I've been a part of until the team I'm on now. Because the team now, the team that's building and the team that's already in place is just... I'm going to tell y'all this, man. One thing I have never thought about, and I probably should have because it's important, but one thing I have never thought about in terms of team and in terms of truly being a part of the team and truly being, you know, able to lead a team, man, you cannot play around with accountability. Straight up. You cannot play around with accountability. And I think that's why my 8th grade team is probably one of the greatest teams, because I remember defense the most. I remember my defense the most because we was nasty, we was savages. So when we go out there, I knew who was going to be in place, what your play was, what your assignment was. I knew. And each and every single one of them on that field held themselves accountable. And they went out there and they made plays. That's what they did. But even when you would see your homeboy down, you got to, hey, now, come on, bro. You good? Pick it up. You good? Next play. Next play, come on now, you good, we good. Hey, that was just one mistake. It's a whole game. Come on, bro, get right back in it. To motivate and to push your teammates and to send them in the proper direction is so pivotal that a lot of people just don't even think about it. It's so underlying, but it's so pivotal. Accountability when it comes to a team is... important to a point where without it you start to crumble the foundation of a team. because everybody's got to be able to show up. Everybody's got to be able to put that work in. Everybody's got to be able to do your job. A one famous phrase from football, do your job. Just do your job. If everybody does their job, we're going to be straight. Do your job. Sometimes you got to hold people accountable to doing their job, because then you're holding them accountable to the success of the team. I need you here. I need you to work. I need you to put this in. It's different when you really take accountability to a point, to make it what it is. Like, nah, I need y'all to do this. Accountability is damn near everything. You got to be able to show up. You got to be able to show up and put that work in. Tell you the truth, it's so important to a team, because you can hold yourself to those standards all you want, but it is tough to do it alone. It is tough to go at any major goal, task, whatever. Hell, it takes 11 men to win an NFL football game, and that's 11 men per goddamn drive series. Every time you're on the field, it's 11 on 11. To tell you the honest to God truth, it takes a 53-man roster to win the team. So, I mean, to win a game. It takes 53 men accountable, showing up, ready to put work in. You don't know what's going to happen to your starters. It takes a team. As y'all can hear in the background, yeah, I think the police is coming to look for us. You can hear that. Listen to the helicopter. I think they know we on to something. They said, man, you can't be giving out good secrets like this, man. We got to take him away. I said, no, not yet. I know I'm crazy. Anyways, when it comes to accountability, being part of a team, doing it alone doesn't compare. But I'll tell you why. Because sometimes when you go at it alone, your own mind can be your worst enemy. Your own mind can be the one telling you negative shit, holding you back. Your own mind can be your worst critic. Your greatest ally sometimes, but your worst critic. Your own mind can be the reason why you hold back some of your greatest projects and don't share that gift with the world. So sometimes you need somebody that's going to hold you accountable to go, hey, bro, get out your mind. You tripping. This is the direction we're going. That sound good. That look good. Nah, we straight. You good. You on the right way. You good. You need somebody to tell you that, hey, and don't forget, you're a big part of this project. You're a big part in the direction that we're going. Don't forget that. It's tough when you really start to pull your mind in different directions, but don't you ever forget that you are a big part of what we're doing. A team is important. I shout to my team. I shout to my sister for really being another one of these big parts in putting this team together and really wanting to be some glue that holds this team together. You know, it's a lot of big moves and big changes going on, but I think the most important one is the team aspect, is the team of, because everybody tries to come together to make major moves, but when you really come together to make major moves together and really have a team mentality, listen, you cannot have selfish shit going on with a team, okay? If one makes it, all makes it, because then we grow more. Do you understand how the growth is supposed to set up? Life is so oriented to splitting people up. It happens. Just like before everybody wants to come together to make major moves together, life tossed everybody apart. And life real good at keeping you like that, especially with cell phones, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. All the social medias are great at keeping everybody apart, but quote unquote together, because you can still communicate, you can still make contact, you can still post, you can still do anything you want to do in the world, but you're not really together. You at your house, they at their house, you know, we together, not together, you feel me? But to make major moves, you got to be together, together. We all got to keep coming together and holding each other accountable for the moves. holding each other accountable for the moves, coming together. All right, I say this again because a lot of people are very hard-headed, me myself included. I am an admitted recluse. Okay, everybody knows I like to spend time by myself. As much time and as much as I like to be around people, and as much time as I spend partying, I still love to spend time by myself because it's peaceful, it's tranquil. I'm not getting on my nerves right now. I'm having a good time. But for goals, aspirations, and the true journey of where life is going to take you, you can't necessarily do it all alone. And if you got a team that's going to hold you down and grind with you, please look out for that team. Accountability is a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie to you. It's tough because a lot of people aren't held accountable. We all like to talk big shit when it comes to going somebody, you know, somebody in your ass going, hey, bro, what's up with all that big shit you was talking? Like, we need you. Like, we all that big shit, like, that's a great idea. Well, come on. Ain't everybody used to it. And to tell you the truth, even that pressure alone, some people will fold under. Just their own friends to see if they can pick them up, to see if they can get their drive to keep going. Like, some people will fold under that pressure. If you fold under the pressure of your own friends, you think you're ready for the pressure of the world? Let that sink in for a minute. So really, hold yourself accountable, hold your team accountable, don't be afraid to come together, don't be afraid to have a team. I know ain't everybody trusting everybody out here. It don't work like that. As nice as it would be to trust everybody, and even when it comes to work standards, whatever your goal, destination, project may be, even when it comes to putting a team together, you don't know who gonna work and who not gonna work. But what needs to happen is the team needs to come together. Don't ever forget that first step first. Now you find out what pieces is gonna fit here and there, but don't let that break you from building the puzzle. Build the puzzle, paint the picture. Make your adjustments as you go. Listen, you're gonna fail. You're gonna take some punches to the face. You're going to take some hits to the chest. You're going to have some shit happen that you don't like. You're going to have some shit that's going to shake your team at times. You're going to have some shit that's going to happen that's going to break off members of your team at times. You're going to have some shit that's going to happen that's going to really have a conflict between members of your team at times. Accountability for one. Drive and focus for two and three. Compassion and understanding for four and five. And then six is we're going to get this money and take over the world. But you have to slow down. And don't be scared to put this shit together. Don't be scared to come together. Don't be scared to have a team. Hey, man, I want you to think about this shit. Even in history, you go back and you look at some of the greatest achievements of all time. It wasn't just one person, was it? It was a team. Now, you may know one person. You may know one front runner. You may know one face. But it was a team. So, family, for my message for you today, go get you a team, family. Go get you an actual team that's going to look out for you. Listen, if you got to make some executive decisions and make some cutoffs to the team, hey, tell them deuces. Go ahead, put their spot up on Indeed. I take that back. Indeed gonna be anybody. I gotta take that back. Go ahead, put their spot up on the auction block. Get you a new teammate. Keep going. Keep grinding. Keep pushing. But don't let these fears of mistrust, these fears of failure, and these goddamn thanks, Carr, and these goddamn procrastinations hold you back no more. If you gotta start by yourself, start by yourself. I know. If you gotta grow by yourself, grow by yourself. I know. By all means, I'm not knocking your hustle. If you gotta do it by yourself, do it by yourself. I'm not knocking your hustle. But in doing it by yourself, you got the chance to get a teammate that understands you, boosts you, wants to see you grow, wants to see you win, wants to see you thrive, wants to see you succeed. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid to have a team. I love you, family. I appreciate you, family. Thank you so much for tuning into me, family. I know we've been getting scared some weeks, and to tell you the truth, we might come up with something different for the podcast. I'm thinking. I'm not sure yet. I've been talking to a couple people on my team. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. We'll talk about that later. Anyways, family, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a great next week. And until next Thursday, y'all stay safe out there. Even after next Thursday, y'all stay safe out there. But you understand what I'm saying. Anyways, I'll holler at y'all, family. Peace.